Welcome to episode zero of the Gmail Podcast. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. The Gmail Podcast is brought to you by underwriting assistance from listeners like you. This is where I tell you what to expect. So what's this Gmail Podcast thing? Well, this is a show where I teach you tips and tricks about Gmail in a short format, about 5 minutes or less, once a week. I'll be going in a series in this show, starting out with some simple, easy tips, getting progressively more complex. Whether you're new or experienced to Gmail, I'm sure you'll get something from this show. Who am I? Well, to start, my name is Chuck Tomasi. I've been podcasting since December 2004. I have two other shows. You can find out about them at www.chuckchat.com. I'm a contributor to dozens of other podcasts. I've been a computer geek for about 25 years. 20 of that is in an IT career. I've been designing and writing software, servicing hardware, and just about everything. Got a Bachelor of Science degree in computer science. I've been an instructor of computer courses, father of two, husband of one, yada yada. We won't go much further than that. Why am I doing this? Well, I've been using Gmail for about a year, and I realized I wasn't using Gmail to its fullest capacity. People kept telling me about all these cool things you can do with it. I said to myself, self, I'm a geek, and I'm not using Gmail to its fullest, then maybe I should start learning. And podcasting about it. I want to know more about how to get more, and I want to share it with you. Here's what you can do. You can contribute email to gpodcast@gmail.com. You can either just email me questions, tips, tricks, or audio submissions. You can leave voicemail at 206-222-CHAT. Send me your comments about how you're using Gmail. Spread the word. Tell a friend about this podcast who also uses Gmail, or you can go to www.chuckchat.com. If you don't have a Gmail account, let me know. Send me an email and I'll get you an invitation right away. Send that to gpodcast@gmail.com. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a Gmail user. Thank you very much, and I look forward to doing more of these in the future.